Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, I had a question about the eligibility.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, it says in here, it says in the, you know, it's still kind of vague in terms of eligibility when it talks about transportation and logistics. What qualifies for transportation and logistics?
I don't think they have an option for that, but hold for 1 second while I check for you.
Yeah,
you said
you
work with transportation?
Well, no, what it says, I'm reading it right off the website here. It says also critical workers in the following areas who were not recommended for vaccination in phase 1B will be eligible. And it says transportation and logistics, waste and wastewater, food services, includes restaurant staff, shelter and housing. So what I'm trying to understand is under the transportation and logistics, what businesses fall underneath that is like is a car dealership. If you work at a car dealership, does that qualify?
Right. Okay. Let me check for you. 1 second, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, sir, I have a question. Do you work at an actual dealership?
Well, my son does. That's what I'm trying to see if he qualifies. I actually already qualify. I've already had my first dose.
Okay, so he works in a dealership, and he just wanted the vaccination. Okay. All righty, we're checking for you now. 1 second. Hey, sir, I'm sorry for that hold. So if you work in a car dealership, if you're a bus driver, truck driver, anything like that, you do qualify for the vaccination.
Okay, yeah, he's a salesperson at one of the car dealerships. So I think they have told him, so I'm just trying to verify for him. So
right, so yes, they will qualify for the vaccination. Has he registered?
He has not yet. I think it just opened today, right? So I'm going to help him get registered, I guess, for that.
Okay, you can go ahead with your question.
No, I was just saying, I'm in pharmaceuticals, so I call them doctors' offices and hospitals. So I guess I'm considered healthcare worker, right?
That's correct, yes, sir. And
well,
healthcare workers, they automatically qualify for the vaccination also.
Right, and I signed up with the county, Jefferson County, because I live in Jefferson County. I signed up online with them on January the 19th, I believe it was, and I still
right.
not contacted to get a shot or to get a vaccine.
So whenever that happens, if you pre-register and you don't receive a call back in the next month, if it takes over a month for you to get a call back, what we recommend you do is contact the actual health department in your county, because that's where they usually fax your form to. You can contact them and actually speak with them and let them know that you have pre-registered and you just want to know where you're at as far as that list. So we actually give you that option also. You would contact whatever county you're in, you would contact your health department and just let them know that it's been a month since you've gotten a call back.
I was able this past week to sign up with SAMS and I got my first dose through them, so I didn't know if you need to take me off the list with Jefferson County or.
Oh no, we don't have to. When you get the shot, they automatically cancel the appointment that you had with the pre-register.
Yeah, but I got it through Sam, so how would they know?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I think all of your information actually goes to the health department. So if I'm not mistaken, they usually already have your information now, so they automatically cancel your appointment.
Okay. All right, well, that's what I wanted to make sure of, because I had signed up and never been contacted. It's, you know, 2 months later, and I'm in the first category, and they keep expanding the categories, but I'm in the first category and couldn't get an appointment.
Right, gotcha. So, yeah, just what you can do, you can give them a call, but if you've already got your information, your vaccination, then you don't necessarily have to worry about anything.
Yeah, I'm not going to at this time. I just wanted to give you some feedback on that, because it seems like, you know, I didn't understand why they kept expanding it when there was people still in the first phase that still hadn't gotten a call for an appointment.
Right, that's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thanks for all your help and your information. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health. You enjoy your day today, okay?
You too. Thank you.